errands. Before Jesus rode into Jerusalem, he had his disciples run a few errands. They went into the village and took an unridden colt. They insinuated to the owner of the colt that it was for Pilate or even Herod. That's sort of sketchy. They brought the colt to Jesus. They cheered for Jesus as he rode into town on the colt, shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Pilate and the Roman soldiers marched in on the other side of town. They rode big horses. The people were required to shout something like, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," as they marched into town as warriors to keep the peace. Jesus rode into the other side of town on a subversive and satirical ride. Not a war horse, but a donkey colt. Not from the main gate, but from the other one on the other side of town. The people shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, and peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven," made a mockery of the Roman authority. That was what was supposed to be said of Pilate or Herod coming into town. When the religious leaders got worried that Jesus' parade was going to overshadow Pilate's parade, they told everyone to quiet down. That made the people cheer even louder. And that's where Jesus said that, "I tell you, these were silent, the stones would shout out" line. So, God's plan turned things upside down. God's plan went against conventional wisdom. God's plan turns things upside down. God's plan goes against conventional wisdom. There's something here that bothers me. We celebrate this day. It's a gigantic part of the story of our faith. Jesus came into town in peace and humility on a stolen colt. Stolen? Yeah, it was stolen. When he sent the disciples to get it, he had them say that the Lord needs it. The owner of the colt would definitely have thought the disciples meant Pilate, or at least some Roman authority. Theft by deception. But Jesus was Lord. Jesus is Lord. That's who the colt was for. Right, and that's what the owner thought. No, the owner didn't think that. Jesus has disciples steal a donkey colt, and he rode it into town. That's part of the story that folks don't want to admit. Certainly, Jesus would not advocate stealing, but he did. How does that affect the story? Did the colt get brought back to the owner? Did the owner ever realize that they had been duped? Look, this scene, and also the scene where Jesus gave a bigoted response to a woman who asked that her daughter be healed, shows just a little more of the humanity of Jesus. Like it or not, Jesus was human. There are things that Jesus did that can make us uncomfortable. Not just because we're challenged to do better, but perhaps because we know not to do something Jesus did. How does that sit? What do we do now? Well, we journey together into Holy Week. It is true that the people welcomed Jesus into their midst. Their hosannas rang out. They called upon him as a savior, a mighty king. They hoped that he would cast the oppressors out of their land and bring them to glory and honor, as did King David before him. But Jesus walked a different path to glory and worked in a different way to bring God's salvation to the people. The people did not understand this way, and when Jesus was betrayed into the hands of the authorities and did not fight, they turned on him, seeing him as a failure. Even as he laid down his life for them, those closest to him fled in fear. Even Peter, the rock upon which the church is founded, thought of his own needs first. From Luke 22:54-62, "Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man was also with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You are also one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked down at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. After the trial of Jesus was over, after Jesus had been mocked and beaten, after the crowd who had welcomed him had demanded his death, although Pontius Pilate could find no fault in him, after all these things, Jesus was led away to be crucified. Amen.